Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Chester Missing podcast on Nelson Mandela Day. This has been a wild time. I know we've spoken about is a police commissioners. We've spoken about Mkhwanazi. We've spoken about is there a coup? We've spoken about a white genocide. We've seen our president dither and dather and run around and point fingers and smack people on the head. Okay, he hasn't done that, but we know he wants to. We haven't heard him talk about his couch, of course. Pala pala be harder, Mr. Ramaphosa. But guys, today's Nelson Mandela Day, and it's one of those few symbolic days in South Africa that is of real significance, but we don't really think about it. It's just something we do. Nelson Mandela Day comes and we spend 67 minutes posting selfies. It's a very significant day, particularly in the light of how Ramaphosa, our president, wants to have a national dialogue, Rama dialogue, so that he can distract us from how cuck the ANC is. So let's talk about Nelson Mandela Day. It's not a public holiday. It's a day where we all go out and we try to do community service. We go paint a nursery school. Oh, look at me. I'm trying to make the world better. But which is great, of course. I'm commending you if you're doing that. But we forget the overarching problem of South Africa. That a few hundred years ago, a guy called Cecil John Rhodes planned to turn black people into what he called hewers of wood and bearers of water. And that was literally enforced by something called the hut tax. If you were a black guy, a Xhosa guy there in the Eastern Cape, you'd have to pay a tax. And that forced you to go earn cash because, you know, people don't need cash unless you make them pay tax. And so they had to go work on mines there in Kimberley. And so now we have people of color working in extreme poverty. The poverty we see today in South Africa wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a coincidence. It was literally planned so that we could get cheap labor for mines. That was half of what apartheid was about. Cheap labor for gold mines and diamond mines. And now today, we still look at people in shacks in the inter going, work harder. That's Helen Zille. Just work harder. If you just pulled your socks up. Yes, Helen, it's very easy to tell people to pull their socks up if you're busy making them iron your own frickin' socks. So this is where the problem Nelson Mandela Day comes in. You see, we should all be out going and painting schools and giving food to poor people. But at the same time, the reason we have to do all that cuck is because we live in a place where we haven't fixed the legacy of colonialism or apartheid. Now, listen, I'm not saying don't clean, you know, fix a school, don't give poor people stuff. But why is it that we have a status quo where middle class people walk around taking selfies of themselves, doing stuff for poor people, and then want to be patted on the back when we're literally benefiting from the exact system that Cecil John Rhodes and those racist arseholes planned? And the least we can do is paint a bloody school. So this is where the problem comes in. You see, our political class has got on board the middle class establishment that was created by apartheid, where, you know, working class Afrikaans people were aligning more with people of color. And so the Afrikaner leader establishment put a dividing line, said, no, you can't align with them. You're what we call white. It was an entirely invented category. Because if you've ever met some Afrikaans people, it's a very gray line between where a mixed race person starts and Afrikaans ends. In fact, the first Afrikaners were people of color, as you saw in a previous episode of this podcast. So here's what's gone on. Is we've established the status quo where middle class people of color and black people have got on board with the apartheid inequality. Not all of you. I'm not saying it's voluntary. I'm not blaming you. What I'm saying is that now we go paint a school or go feed homeless people or poor people under the establishment that this is a good thing. Forgetting that the entire system is a Moorsa screw up. It's a Moorsa screw up, and the ANC is almost completely disinterested in actually fixing it. Because guys, if they wanted to, they would have, wouldn't they? They would have, but they did not. And then we have EFF coming saying, we want to. Okay, but then why are you wearing Louis Vuitton? Julius, why are you there in Louis Vuitton? You can't wear Louis Vuitton and be anti-capitalism. That makes no sense. That's like a vegetarian who also eats chicken. You can't be a virgin and be in an orgy, Julius. You have to make a choice. And now, of course, I don't blame Julius, because even worse is these Afroforum bastards who go to the America and say, oh no, we're struggling as a minority, knowing full well that the people cucking in a bucket on the N2 there in Cape Town are black. They're not white people. They're not Afrikaners forced out of their work by this imaginary fear called Swart Gevaar and BE and so on. So what we've got is a situation where the entire political class has no interest in changing South Africa because that's how they earn a living. You can't change South Africa and get a tender. You have to choose one. And that's the problem, is none of us are really interested in changing it. We all have a bun fight where we go to Parliament and these middle-class people throw things at each other. Oh no, we're all suffering. You guys don't care. What about Bella? How many black people are in the Springboks? Kate McKenzie taking selfies saying, no, I'm helping my people. Who's your people, Gaten? Tell me who your people is. The DA? No, we're helping our people. Who's your people, DA? Tell us. ANC, every time they talk, they go, our people. Because you know who isn't our people when the ANC talks? Poor black people. That's not who our people is. They are people they get to vote for. And of course, poor black people have realized this, poor people of color, and white people, we've all realized it, which is why the ANC is down to 40%. And so many people have lost interest in the political status quo. That's why people don't vote anymore, isn't it? They don't go vote because they know that this entire farce is a lie. And the only time we actually care about poor people of color, poor people at all, is on Nelson Mandela Day. It's absolutely insane. Do you think Nelson Mandela would be okay with this? I don't think he would be. I don't think he would be. How about ANC? You do 67 minutes of service delivery for Mandela. How about DA? You do 67 minutes of stop talking cuck about how good Cape Town is and go look at Khayelitsha, where they're literally kids drowning in drainage holes. Did you fill a man cover and the little child goes and frickin' drowns or gets electrocuted because of loose wires? How about AfriForum? You do 67 minutes of admitting what apartheid gave you, so when you attack BEE in affirmative action, you at least do it in a way that's honest. Say, yeah, I know I benefited, but I don't think this is the way to fix the country. That way we'd all get somewhere. But instead you're all riding, say it better. Sorry, Chester. So we're all riding on poor people's pain in order to make money. AfriForum makes money off farm murders by saying, oh no, we're the only ones suffering in South Africa. Knowing full well that that's a lie. Knowing full well that the Cape Flats is like a war zone. The ANC knows full well that they could end tender fraud, but if they do, they'll lose power. Why do you think Ramaphosa took so long to act on the Senzo Mkhwanazi Mkhwanazi Police Commission? Because he doesn't give a damn. He knows that if he rips apart how the ANC's benefited from corruption, he will end the ANC. The DA knows full well that if they admit what apartheid gave white people, those white people will stop voting for them. So they're all in on the deal. They're all in on the scam. It's like the wrestling. It's one big fake fight where they all pretend to hate each other and then they go eat at the buffet. And the only people doing something are social justice activists who are too boring to listen to and don't have the charisma of these political bastards like Gaten or Julius. And now a puppet has to say you the truth to you on the internet, which is ironic because the people who claim to be leaders are themselves actually the puppets. This country's nuts. So happy Nelson Mandela Day. Do something good, but do it every day, not just today. I love you, Kabergas. Remember to like, subscribe. Let me know in the comment section who you want us to talk to next time. This country is a circus and I'm the king clown. I love you, darlings. Bye.